Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the fourth episode of She's Got Time. I'm always humbled that you take the time out of your busy day to join us. Never take that for granted. So thank you. We do appreciate you here. Shout out to everyone that has been following us on all our social media platforms at She's Got Time. You can find us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, and also on Twitter. Make sure you're subscribing to our show on YouTube and following us on all those social media channels. Now, if you're new coming to the show this week, keep in mind this is a 30-minute or less show. We like to keep it moving, give it to you straight, no chaser. Make sure that we can keep you abreast of things that are happening currently, but also making sure we're staying on topic. So let's take a rewind to the week that was. And if you're like me, then you love this time of year because not only is it about family and friends, and of course for some of y'all, it's about the gifts that'll come later on in the month for Christmas, but I always feel like this is the month where we just kind of take a step back and enjoy a lot of our colleagues also at work. The holiday parties are amazing. And this past week, I had an opportunity to attend the NBA holiday party. And I really love the NBA's holiday party because for me, as a former player and now in the front office, there are people on the NBA and WNBA side that you work with throughout the year that work really hard and are committed to seeing our game and protecting our game and making sure that it grows. And so for me, anytime I get an opportunity to attend the holiday party, I try to attend and be grateful to all the people that work throughout the company. But this week was a little exciting as well as last year, because this week I got a chance to go on stage yet again with some of my other, you know, NBA counterparts, John Marion, Muggsy Bogues, and also the Captain New York, John Starks. And we were on stage. It was so hilarious because the commissioner, Adam Silver, was there. But he actually got, I thought, upstaged by his wife, Maggie, who did an excellent job for her rendition. She jumped in with the singer and was singing Santa Baby, which was so cute. I thought she did an excellent job. But the person that stole the show, yo, Kim Hampton, she killed it. I'm sorry. Kim could sing her butt off. And for those of you that follow the New York Liberty and know who Kim Hampton is, definitely go Google her. But she's a former WNBA player here in New York that can sing. She has put out music before, but unbelievable. Kim Hampton, shout out to you. You did your thing, girl. And we were so proud of you on stage. So attended the NBA holiday party. Obviously, it was a big, busy week with college basketball. If you missed me, I was in a CBS covering some of the halftime shows there. But I also was making my list for Christmas. Now, how many of you wait to the last minute? Don't do it. There's some gifts at the end where you'll get them really quick and you may need to run into a store, but don't wait to the last minute. And the funny part is, for those of you who are married or are in relationships where you spend one holiday with one side of the family and then another holiday with the other side of the family, that's what's happened with my husband and I. And so this past Thanksgiving, we spent it in New York, and now for Christmas, we're going to be spending it with my family back in Pennsylvania. So I was trying to figure out, what do you do when you're traveling for the holidays, right? Do you buy gifts? Do you get gift cards? Do you give cash? I'm not really sure. I'm trying to mix it up. I'm a person that loves to buy gifts for people, but sometimes the best gift is cash, or it could be a gift card, etc. So ladies, guys that are out there, if you're Christmas shopping, definitely let me know what you prefer, because it's interesting to me that when you're not home and having to buy gifts, how do you, one, pack things, or two, ship stuff to where it needs to be? Or do you just go to Safeway and get the gift cards and give cash? I'm going to have to figure that out this year. So the other thing that happened was I had a little bit of a health scare. Nothing major, but ladies, I do want to encourage you to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. This past week, I had to go in and get my second mammogram. As a new mom, obviously, I went through a time where I was having my son and breastfeeding, and women out there, you understand you can't get a mammogram whenever you are breastfeeding. This just doesn't come out and give you the most accurate results. So I knew I had to wait until I was finished breastfeeding, and I went in and I got a mammogram, and you really hold your breath, especially for someone that has a history in their family of cancer. I was really kind of just waiting to make sure I was all clear, which I want to tell everybody, I have gotten a clean bill of health, and I thank God for that, and really happy for all the doctors and that have been supportive, and obviously my family as well. But I wanted to tell that story because I wanted to encourage other women to make sure you're getting your tests, make sure you're getting your mammograms, make sure you're staying on top of your health. Even if you're not a mom, if you're just a young woman that's out there, health insurance, health care, all those things are so important. And a lot of times people don't want to get them or use them until you're sick. Well, make sure you're getting your checkups, make sure you're getting your screenings, whatever you need to do, especially going into this new year. Taking care of self is so important. So yeah, so that was kind of my busy week of shopping, figuring it out, and attending parties. And I'm sure it'll pick up as the month goes on, but what a way to bring into December. So I'm excited about that. Now, let's get to the topic of this week's show. So this is kind of a fun one for me because being in my girl chat and bringing this topic up was hilarious because men's perspective versus the women's perspective versus pretty much millennials versus Generation X and Y. It's all a little bit crazy. So here's the topic. What is cuffing season? How to avoid it, engage it, or not get caught slipping in it? Again, what is cuffing season? It's so funny because when you go to Google and you look up things about what cuffing season is, you'll get a definition from the Urban Dictionary, of course, of what cuffing season is. But people's perspective on it, when you ask other people, is very, very interesting. So for me, I look at cuffing season. It tells you that it goes from pretty much like October until March, where people kind of take this time where you're in this cold weather climate, and so you want to find kind of that relationship and basically enjoy this intimacy through the cold months. And when March comes, people kind of ghost, they disappear, and it's like the relationship ends and people kind of move on. And so I kept saying to myself and thinking, there has to be a deeper level than that. Like, there has to be something else. It can't just be this is what people do, because the reality is everybody doesn't live in cold weather climate. So are people having cuffing season in Florida? Are people having cuffing season in LA, out in California somewhere? Like, first of all, where did it come from? And, you know, the other question I said, how do you avoid it? How do you engage in it if you want to? And how do you not get caught slipping in it? Because, ladies, you know how we can get. We can get real emotional with some things sometimes and put yourself out there, your heart out there, and boom, springtime comes, the weather hits, and all of a sudden our relationship ain't looking so good. It looked great back in November. So let me just start from the top, because after doing a little bit of research, there were some things that were online that was really interesting to me about this. One of the things was on Medical Daily, I was able to pull up a psychiatrist out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, stated, psychologically, we are also primed to seek mates in the winter. We also associate winter holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas with family and partners. So we feel particularly lonely then, and on top of our evolutionary drive to seek connection in the winter. So this was Dr. Scott Carroll. So basically what he was saying there is, in the winter months, we're mammals, right? But as human beings, as mammals, we don't hibernate like other animals kind of hibernate. So you get these where these reproductive cycles that usually happen, right? And people know, like, this is when I'm going to mate. This is when I'm going to have a baby. Like, you can go through, like, the different species and figure all those different things out. Well, as humans, we kind of go for shelter within our homes. Relationships, they provide that certain connection for us. But there's something about kind of that time of the year where it's just innate within us that we want to seek out that compassion or that relationship Or that connect, I shouldn't say relationship, but more the connectivity, the intimacy of somebody else, that whether it's make you feel good, it feels comfortable, whether it's a sexual thing, all those things kind of come into play. So for me, I was asking myself, well, if we know that we're somewhat have this exposure to wanting or needing or seeking a companion, then how do you avoid it if you know that your heart is not in the right place where it could potentially be detrimental to you to go into a cuffing season or want to find somebody for a few months and then be done with them? Because everybody's not built like that. Now, I have some friends that are both men and women who are built like that, who are like, nah, like I'm good, not looking for a relationship, very honest, very truthful, will tell the people they're in relationships with like, hey, this is what I'm looking for from you. Like those kind of people to me are great, but also rare because as we know, ladies, sometimes people play a lot of games. And I always feel that people can get hurt when it's during that cuffing season. So that's why I want to just kind of talk about it today. So we know, we understand what the season is, what cuffing season is. But if you're a person that you want to avoid this altogether, here's some of, this is kind of Swin's tips. Now, I am not a psychiatrist. I am not your pastor. I am not a counselor. I am on a podcast right now kind of giving you some of the life lessons that I've either learned or information that I've gotten from people that I've trusted or have been through some stuff in their life. All right. Now, let's just put that out there as a disclaimer because I do not want y'all to be writing me, putting things in the comments like, Swin, you said to do X, Y, and Z and this didn't happen. Swin, you said to do this and my relationship ended this way. No, boo. Slow it down. Don't be blaming me for any of it. Take this information. We all got that discernment. Pray on it. Like I tell everybody, pray on that thing. Wake up the next morning and figure out if it's for you. All right. But if you're a woman or a man, because guys, there's some women out here too, that believe in cuffing season. How do you avoid it? One of my tips, you have to start early. People always wait to the end of the year to figure out, I want to start, whether it's a new regimen, whether I want to start, get a new membership, whether I want to set goals for myself. No. Don't wait until the new year to say, new year, new me. No. Make it be a new you going into those winter months, especially when you live in like myself, you're living in New York. You have to map that thing out and say, listen, this is what I'm looking for. These are my goals, and this is what I want to try to strive to get or to be by the time the spring comes. See, because I believe that when people focus and lock in on goals for themselves, you're not as exposed or susceptible to opening up your heart or being as vulnerable because you're focused and you're locked in on a task that's at hand. And that's always worked for me, whether it's playing sports, whether it's in a classroom, or whether it's striving to get a position or opportunity that I want to have, is really locking in on you. And that's always starts with the self-care. Are you taking care of your mind? Are you taking care of your body? Are you spending time with yourself? Because you can't be right for somebody else if you're not spending time with yourself. That's really, really important. All right. So let's set some goals for ourselves from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint, how we're going to knock out and bang out these next few months to get us to where we need to be. Second thing, be real with who you are. All right. You cannot say what you want in somebody else until you know exactly who you are for yourself. Right. Let's start writing down right now. Like, who am I? So if I was able to write down some little notes about myself, like I like to get raw and real about who I am right now and where, what stage of life or season that I'm in. You have to sometimes spend time with yourself in order to understand that, because then you'll be able to figure out, well, am I in a strong enough space to bring somebody else into my aura, into my orbit right now, to be able to be in this space with me? And then you say, okay, well, yeah, I am. But guess what? I know that I'm not looking for something long term because I'm still working on me. So even if I bring somebody into kind of my aura right now, then I know exactly what I want out of that relationship. And you can be real with that person. You can tell them from the top. I believe in transparency. Some people don't. But those are always the ones that either hurting somebody or they get hurt. I believe in transparency. Now, am I saying be transparent from the start? You meet the person for the first time and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, not looking for a relationship. Maybe I'm looking for a couple times for us to go out to dinner, X, Y, and Z. And if we connect on a more intimate level once or twice, I'm good with that. Nah, that's not what I'm saying. Like, you need to spend a little bit of time, get to know somebody. Yeah, you can go on a date. But if you feel like it's taking it to that next step, you need to ask yourself these questions. Is this a cuffing season moment or is this a potential relationship moment? And then you need to go back to that discernment I tell you about, pray on that thing, sleep on it, and figure it out the next day. Now, the next thing, how to engage it. I just said it a second ago, but I'm gonna say it again. How you engage something is with transparency. You know what time of year it is. There's some of you out there right now that may be thinking, look, I only want to be with somebody until Valentine's Day. All I want is a gift for Christmas, one for Valentine's Day, and then we're done. By NBA All-Star, you are out the door. Now, that's your prerogative. I am not judging. I am not in a position to judge. Just kind of giving you some feedback and calling it how I see it. If that is you, that's totally fine. But transparency is important because guess what? What you put out is what you're going to get back in return. I don't believe in putting out just consistent negative energy or even playing games. Even when I was in my 20s, at the same time, I always felt like life is so short and everyone's trying to race to achieve things, whether it's in your career or in life. You want to experience life. What is the point of playing so many games? You also have to recognize when somebody's playing games on you. Let me say that again. You have to recognize when somebody's playing games on you. Ladies, how many times do our girlfriends say, I think you just, you know, y'all only been talking for a month or two. I don't know if you should be buying them some Gucci shoes right now, or I don't know if you should be spending that much money on a gift. And all of a sudden, the females are like, nah, why are you hating? No. Like, come on. Like, this is something that I want to do for him. Like, he don't have to buy me things. Like, this is what I want to do for him. Ladies, we're always making excuses. Sometimes you can't make it excuses. Sometimes you got to listen to your girlfriends and go back to that discernment I talked about. But recognize that people sometimes can see things from the outside that you can't necessarily see when you're inside of that thing. When you're deep and you're connected, whether it's in a relationship or in lust, it's the difference between love and lust. And a lot of times in cuffing season, there's a lot of lust going on. A little bit of love that has the ability to fade by the time you get to March. So you have to make sure you're protecting your mind, your body, and your heart at all times. Not that you have to be hard or you have to take this whole aggressive stance. No, you just have to educate yourself. Be prepared mentally so that you can be in that space to be able to receive whatever it is and make sure that you're giving out exactly what you want to be able to give out. And lastly, ladies, with cuffing season, how to not get caught slipping in it. You know how you get caught slipping? Is when you come in with this idea that I want a relationship. You fall really fast. You're out here buying crazy gifts for not only the significant other at the time, but his mama, his cousins, his aunties, aunts, everybody. Because you want everybody to love you and like you. And then you're with them and then all of a sudden you realize, well, this was temporary. It really wasn't what I thought there'd be the real thing. You got to sometimes let things manifest and let things grow. And you have to want people that want you. That's the difference. A lot of times we want people, but don't know necessarily how much they really want us. You'll be able to figure that out. It's really, really easy. I say this all the time. People are like, I always laugh, actually, when people say, you know what, you have to be able to wait for certain people. You have to wait for this guy or this girl to be able to mature into what you need them to be. Huh? See, the reality is that when somebody picks you and they want you, they're going to figure out what makes you happy. Like some information that I got years ago by one of my mentors and been married for probably 30 years now, said to me, you want to be with somebody that wakes up every day and their goal is to see, how can I make my partner happy today? And if you feel that when you're with somebody like that and you wake up feeling, how can I make my partner happy? And y'all both feel the same way, then y'all marriage is going to last for a really long time. And I never really got it because I was like, well, what do you mean? She said, when you're married, you wake up, your spouse should wake up thinking about how they can put a smile on your face and make you happy for that day. And if you're doing the same thing for them, then you'll both wake up trying to be pleasers to the other and you'll both end up happy. The thing that she kept saying to me through this whole time that I didn't catch on to until the end when she made it very clear was, when you are married. And that's when I had to pause and I was like, oh, okay. So what you're saying is I give that all and I give that to somebody that's made a commitment to me and that's worthy of us both waking up every morning and doing that for each other. And she said, absolutely. Because until you get to that point of marriage, you both have representatives that you are showing the best of each other for a while. So you date and then you go to that next phase of being a partner. And then you go to that next phase of eventually saying, I do to one another. And this isn't just for, a man and a woman relationship. This is for any relationship, woman and a woman relationship, man and a man relationship. At the end of the day, the commitment level has to be there and you cannot settle. So you can't get caught slipping out here trying to give somebody marriage like comfort or marriage like love. And they out here giving you, we just met into a 30-day relationship type of love or commitment. That's not cool. So you can't get caught slipping out here. You have to understand exactly what it is and make sure you know what position that you're in. I say to people all the time, I am not somebody that I don't have all the answers, but I do know that I have been through some relationships in my life. I have great mentors. I have great girl chats all over the place. And when they share information, I like to share it back with everyone else because I think it's important that we understand we cannot make it better for one another if we're not communicating what's really going on out there. What's the real? Don't give me the real. Give me that real. Like, I want to know if I'm out here looking crazy. I tell my girls all the time, like, if I say something or if I do something that seem crazy, y'all better be the first ones to call me on that. Lord knows y'all better call me on that. All right, y'all. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this topic of what is cuffing season, how to avoid it, engage in it, or not to get caught slipping in it. So in order for us to go a little bit deeper, I know you're hearing my perspective, but now I like to bring my sister onto the show as our first guest. What's up, Belly? All right, so y'all listen, my sister is 26. She is a millennial. Her views on this, Lord, I know it's going to be interesting and definitely different than mine in some aspects. But I asked her to come on the show today because I think that we need to get a variety of opinions on this topic. And she's always fun and always has some really cool insight about stuff. So, Belle, first up, just being 26, your age group, obviously called millennials, view things different, I feel, at times than myself. And obviously I'm a little bit older than you, but what's your thoughts on this whole cuffing season?
My thoughts.
Yes.
My thoughts and your thoughts, totally different. I don't like the idea of it. I just feel like cuffing season is putting yourself in a situation where somebody else is able to control you. Like, if you want to cuff me in the summer. Why wait till the winter when nobody's going to see us? It's cold. We're stuck in a house. I'm not a fan of it.
Wait. So, you saying people trying to not only cuff you, but cuff you in the wintertime where you're not being seen? So, is it even really a relationship, right? So, you're basically having this time, this intimate time where you're together, but you're really not checking for me when everybody's around.
At all. I cut the seasons from what? October to March. So those are all months that are cold. Who's really seeing you? If we didn't have social media, who would even really know? And you know, everybody lives for social media nowadays.
Right. So here's a question though, Belle. At what point, if you're in a relationship, let's say you start in a relationship in October, do you think by December that at least you should have one picture up on her social media? So how do you know if you're in a situation that's real or if it's just cuffing season? Is it based off of if you're on her social media or not?
Me personally, I'm just gonna speak from experience. I think the whole social media is too much. The moment you start posting pictures, everything spirals out of control. So from October to maybe even Valentine's Day, I mean, put a hold on it. I don't want to be seen. I don't want nobody to know what's going on. We're just trying to get a feel for each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. There's not no cuffing involved.
Interesting. See, that's funny because I would think that your generation, immediately once something happens, whether it's, oh, I got a new pair of shoes or I got a new outfit or I got this, they immediately post it. I feel like it's going up. So what's the difference with that type of idea where I want to post my lifestyle right away versus I want to post who I'm hanging with? Because if you're in cuffing season and you're with somebody, y'all going to the movies, you're going out to dinner. So you're saying you wouldn't want that posted?
Everybody does. Everybody wants to have somebody bragging about them or whatnot. But when you have small goals and long-time girls, I don't have time for the negativity from social media and other people having their time through the course of the day to worry about who I'm dealing with and who's cuffing me and who's not. I want to focus on myself so I can allow all that negativity to come running on my parade. I want to just stay focused, and when the time comes for me to be cuffed or whatnot, it's not going to be, oh, you set this date and this time, and then this is when I can be your girlfriend or you can cuff me. No, this is just going to flow how it's supposed to, and if I get posted, I get posted, but I'm not nagging you. I don't want to be posted. I want to focus on me. If we're talking and we're enjoying each other's company, that's okay with me. That's where everybody my age bracket, we use sight of that. We think, oh, if somebody's not posting me, oh, they don't love me. They don't care about me. They don't want nobody to know. No, we need not to be posted. Sit back for a while and see how it can pan out.
All right, so let me ask you this question. All right, we're talking about how to avoid it. Give me some belly keys of how to avoid cuffing season. Like you know it's coming. It's getting cold outside. How do you avoid somebody rolling up on you and getting you?
Well, it all depends. I mean, if it's somebody from the same area as you, you've been out around the town, you guys been seeing each other, there wasn't no situation where you thought like, oh, they were interested then. What makes you interested now? So I'm not going to jump into it head on. I'm going to take my time with it. It's going to be weeks or months before we might go on a date. It's not going to happen just real rapidly to where, okay, now I'm doing what you want to do. Now I'm falling victim of cuffing season.
Okay. Well, let me just switch it up on you because I've talked to some of my girls in the girl chat and some of them say, look, I'm into handling my business. I have stuff that's going on. I'm an independent woman. I don't mind cuffing season. I like to have somebody around, but that don't mean that as a woman, I want to have a serious relationship. Because there are some women, and not just only men, who love cuffing season, but don't want nothing to do with you once the spring comes. So, I mean, you know, to each his own. It just isn't just only on men. This is on women, too.
Definitely. I mean, I know a lot of women who, they play the role like men. They want to have the cuffing season, and then as soon as the weather breaks, they're breaking with it. That's all fine and dandy also. But when you're independent and you got goals, just imagine what cuffing season is going to do for you if it doesn't work out in your favor. Now your goals are 10 steps behind. Now your money could have been adding up more, but it's not. But it's also good to have somebody to talk to. Everybody doesn't need to be alone. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it. But I just don't feel like you need to rush into it if it's on somebody else's time.
Right, right. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming and giving us that millennial perspective. Although I feel like your position on this, is a lot more conservative than what I expected. That's actually pretty good, though. It just lets me know that you're growing up slowly, my little baby sister. But you got anything else to say, Belle, before you get out of here? Just to the fans that are out there, whether it's about cuffing season, relationships, give us some gems for them to take with them.
For everybody that's listening, you're going to hear different views of cuffing season from somebody who's 26, 36. You might even hear from somebody older, but that doesn't mean that's the guideline you have to follow. Everybody's different. Everybody's going to have a different opinion on it. Everybody's going to move different, but you can take bits and pieces from everybody. Like, I'm 26. Most people who's 26 and that's going to tune in, they're going to think with a younger mind frame, like, oh, yeah, I want to have all the gifts around cuffing season. I want somebody to boast and brag about me, but it's not always about that. So you can't just be set on what I have to say or the next person. You have to just go with the punches.
Well, y'all heard it right here. Mama, you proud? I am. All right, sis, appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on the podcast, and we'll definitely have you back for more talk on She's Got Time.
All right, looking forward to it.
So I'm really excited that I had an opportunity to have my sister be the first guest and to be on this podcast, She's Got Time. I think it's very important that, especially as women, that we encourage, whether it's millennial women, whether it's women my age, whether it's baby boomer, it doesn't matter, that we make sure we're listening to one another, because we can gain some insight and perspective from women of all ages. And so I'm really happy that my sister was able to be on the show. So shout out to Belly. I appreciate you. But y'all know how we do every week. Before we get out of here, I gotta hit you with my who needs to take a seat, take a bow, or level up and straighten their crown. All right, this week, who needs to take a seat? Well, let me tell you. This week, and for the rest of this month, and all winter, as we're talking about cuffing season, the people that need to take the seat are the ones that are out there playing games. Listen, life is too short, people. Life is too short for you to be running around out here playing games with people's hearts, with people's emotion, with people's finances, trying to get Christmas gifts. Are y'all kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Grow up and no more playing games. You need to take a seat and learn that life is too short to appreciate what you have and be blessed if you're able to share that with somebody else, all right? And who needs to take a bow? Well, who needs to take a bow this week? I'm gonna have to give it to all the millennials out there and my sister, because a lot of times I understand y'all get a lot of people that are older than you talking about how you're not prepared enough, you feel entitled to everything, you're not working hard. Well, my sister came on this podcast today, gave her perspective, articulated it in a way that I was very proud of, and to me has her head on straight. And out here, like every other millennial, just trying to get it and grind hard. So team, we grind. Into all those millennials out there, understand, listen, everybody ain't hating on you. Some people just want to take that ladder, pull you up that ladder. So make sure that you're just keeping your head up high and focusing on what your goals are. So y'all take a bow. And lastly, who needs to level up and straighten their crown? I'm going to give that one to my sister, because I am really proud of who you are as not only a young woman, but somebody that's out here trying to become better each and every day. So straighten your crown up, little sis. I know I'm always throwing those body blows to you left and right, but that's to keep you honest. That's because I know it's a tough world out here, and the only way you're going to be able to survive out there is to make sure that you're getting tough love at home first. So level up your crown, babe. All right. Now, before we get out of here, y'all know I got to ask you again to join us on all our social media platforms. Come on now. Y'all know we on IG. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. Hopefully, you're following us on all those platforms. But make sure you're subscribing. Subscribe on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Make sure you're following us on IG and leaving comments. Listen, I read them all. I make sure I get to see what everyone's talking about, what you want to see on the show. But it's up to you to keep engaged with us. We're here for you. She's Got Time every week right here. Appreciate y'all. Never take it for granted. We'll see you next time on She's Got Time. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash. Hey.
Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.